1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. Six times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms. And we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermott, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. April 24th, 1916. Well, that was the actual day, Paddy.
That was the day. Yeah. It's all built up for. It was just...
Pierce went out in front of the GPO and read the proclamation, probably to like six people walking down the street, you know.
Read out the proclamation, and of course, many people in Dublin at that time didn't really agree with it.
Right.
And yet these guys had the vision because they saw beyond that this, they had to make an international statement and in many respects bring Robert Emmet's epitaph alive when Emmet says, "Let not my epitaph be written until Ireland takes its place against among the nations of the earth." So here we are finally raising that flag and declaring an Irish Republic. What an amazing...
The interesting thing is they all knew they were going to die. They knew they were outnumbered and
yeah.
They were making... They knew they were going to become martyrs and they were okay with it.
You know, it was interesting when I was looking at the recent Easter ceremonies back in Ireland, and to see Michael D. Higgins laying the reed, and you could see the Irish army giving the salute for all the fallen leaders. What were they thinking? It was emotional for me just to sit down watch that.
Yeah.
It was just the most amazing thing. And not to forget, we still have a few more counties that were that we're working towards, and that's what the, you know, the Belfast Agreement is all about.
Right.
Nive Elahid own Irish, that's what they say in Irish. Their likes will not be seen again.
Absolutely.
And it's truly amazing. And you know, Huli, we won't be around for the next centenary, so
unless they come up with some new miracle drug. Yeah. But God bless all the patriots.
And you know, as well, just to see, you know, when you look at the whole Gaelic revival and the impact of the Gaelic revival on what had taken place, and Tom Clark having got all of these different leaders together, you know, William Butler Yeats, and seeing what Pearse and Plunkett and MacDiarmid had achieved, you know, he was inspired to write that beautiful poem, Easter 1916, in which he says, "I write it out in a verse, MacDonagh and MacBride, Connolly and Pearse, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born."
That's all we have time for on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during the centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. And for an entertaining look at the story of Ireland and song through history, you should definitely see Paddy Holman's terrific one-man show, I Am Ireland. You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP, and the I Am Ireland show with Paddy Holman. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit hiberniantransmedia.org.
And I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.